Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
24 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. This is the Wednesday edition of Heart to Heart with me, Bonolo Ngozi. Good to have you with us wherever you may be. Perhaps you're on the road, you're at the office, you're chilling at home. I don't know. Maybe preparing some lunch? What are you having? Let us know. Thank you so much for staying tuned in. It's now time for our financial feature with Sis Phumelele Ndumo. Do remember, we are on the DSTV Audio Bouquet, channel 882. You can listen to us there or via live streaming by logging on to our website, www.radiopulpit.co.za. We have a really cool new website, by the way. Please check it out. Yeah, it's really, really pretty. I love it. Absolutely love it. All righty. So do you remember when COVID started? The banks were offering things called holiday payment plans where because of the situation that we're in, you were given essentially a reprieve, if you will, from having to pay your usual, you know, whatever accounts you had in place at the time. And now that time has come and gone. Everything is essentially, in inverted commas, back to normal as far as, you know, having to pay the usual debts are concerned. But for a lot of people, nothing is back to normal. You know, for a lot of people, life has never been, you know, more hectic and concerned. And so the question is, what now? What do you do next? And I'm pleased to have Sis Phumelele Ndumo, financial advisor of Tutuka SA, on the line to chat to us and guide us through these. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hi, Phumelele. I would also like to greet your listeners.
Thank you so much for giving us your time, as always. And of course, if you're listening to us and you happen to have a question or comment regarding what we'll be talking about, by all means, WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. That's our WhatsApp, or Telegram us on that number. SMS line 37871 at the cost of 1.50 per SMS. Or you can give us a ring on 012-334-1322. You know, as I mentioned, for a lot of people, Sis Phumelele, though the three-month holiday payment plan is over, the situation has not gotten better. In fact, for some people, it may very well have gotten really worse. What options are available for them?
Well, at times like this, I think we all need to understand that banks are very open to negotiation. Mm-hmm. You know, these are times when you should not be scared to approach your bank and ask for a further extension if necessary. Mm-hmm. So I think the key word is negotiate, ask. You know, if you don't ask, you won't get. And you might end up being, you know, in a distressed situation when all you could have done was maybe speak to your bank and sit down with them, and then they will advise of what options you could look at. But I mean, one of the things that you could do, for instance, is to rent your home where possible. Now, that also comes with its own risk. Because what if you rent your home to somebody and they get retrenched a month down the line?
Mm.
You are sitting with the problem, your home is rented out to somebody who's also just, you know, lost employment. So maybe an option is to rent portions of your home or one bedroom in your home where possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or even sell. So there are still those options, but you must also be aware that this is the buyer's market.
Yes.
I'm surprised at the number of homes for sale. Everywhere I look, there's a house that's up for sale because these are difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to just be mindful of it and speak to your bank, look at what various options you have available, and also be realistic, because you might have to take a decision that does not sit well with you, which could be sell. But maybe it's better to sell than to sit with a lot of arrears, which could end up messing up your credit record. And also understand that if you sell and it is a buyer's market, you are unlikely to fetch the price that you could have prior to maybe in 2019, before things fell apart.
Right.
With COVID-19 and with the junk status. So these are really tough times, and they call for you know, calm in making the decisions that we need to make.
Sure. What's the difference when it comes to home loans, right? Can one expect between, say, having a 20-year bond versus a 30-year one? So if for whatever reason, you know, that was the initial arrangement, and you now find yourself in a position where you realize that there's, at least in the foreseeable future, you probably won't be able to keep up with those payments. What type of difference are we looking at if you add that extra or 10 years?
Onto your home loan. Yes. Well, that's another option that's available to all of us, which some of us are not aware of. Generally, when banks give you a home loan, they will give you a 20-year term to pay that home loan. But at times like this, one of the negotiations with your bank could be, let's say you still, like, you are still employed, but maybe you've had to take a salary cut. I know of people, for instance, who have had to take 50% cut in their salary, or they are not expected to work every day of the week. They are only expected to work 3 times a week, which is also affecting their levels of income. Now, if you already own a home, in all likelihood, your repayment term is 20 years. One of the things that you could be asking your bank at this time is to restructure your repayment period and make it 30 years. When you do that, a number of things will be happening. One, in all likelihood, they might increase your interest rate. But what you're actually aiming for is a lower monthly repayment. Just to give you a sense, in terms of the calculations, let's say you're paying your home loan at 10.5%, which is high in today's day because prime has dropped drastically. But just for purposes of illustrating this, if you're paying interest at 10.5% and your term is 20 years on a 1 million rand loan, you pay 1.39 million. Sorry, that is over the interest. But the monthly bond repayment is 9,983 rand. So it's almost 10,000. But if your term is 8 years, your monthly bond repayment drops by over 800 rand down to 9,147 rand. So you can see the impact immediately. If your repayment term is longer, it reduces your monthly installment. And that is what many people need at this point. As long as you're still employed, that could be one of the better options for tough times like this. Ask your bank to increase your monthly, your term of loan from 20 years to 30 years so that your monthly bond repayments are going to be reduced. And also with that, this is what we all need to understand. Whether it's a 20-year term or a 30-year term, at the end of the day, what matters is how much you are paying monthly. Yes, on a 30-year term, you're paying less. But over the 30-year term, you have paid much more in interest and in the total amount that you have paid to the bank. But let's say after 5 years or so, things improve, you get a promotion, or you get a better job elsewhere, and you can now afford to pay much more than what you have been paying. I would say you don't even have to worry about what your repayment term is.
Yeah.
Because what matters is what you're putting in per month. So your repayment term can still remain 30 years, but if you're paying maybe 500 cents more per month, you could end up paying that loan much sooner anyhow.
Okay, so you don't have to go to the bank and change the payment plan. You keep the 30 years as is, but you just pay more, which means you pay it quicker and that you'll get rid of the debt a lot sooner. Okay.
A lot sooner. You become debt-free a lot sooner. And you're also giving yourself the option in the future, should you also come into hard times, then you don't have to keep going to this back and forth. Change my interest rate to 30 years. Now I'm okay, change it to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things come with initiation costs as well. That's another that you must understand. When in terms of National Trade Act, banks are allowed to charge you initiation costs, which is basically the cost of assessing your application.
Ah, okay.
So you don't want to incur that now and again. You just have to be comfortable knowing that, yes, it's a 30-year term, and in terms of the calculations, if I pay the exact amount that the bank wants me to pay, I will end up paying much more over the 30 years. However, all I need to do to prevent that is as soon as I'm in a position to pay more, I simply pay more. And also the advantage of leaving it in the 30-year term is that any additional payments that you make, let's say you are supposed to pay 9,200 per month, mm-hmm. and you pay 9,700 per month, that additional 500 rand that you're paying, which you are not supposed to pay, is a prepayment
mm-hmm.
in accounting terms. And allowed to access it as and when required. So it just gives the options. But I think in the times that we live in, with so much uncertainty, with job losses, we live in a global society now. Things happening far away from us also affect us locally. So you want to have options. You don't want to lock yourself into shorter terms if it's difficult for you to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to understand how a home loan works so that you maximize the benefits from that home loan.
If you've just joined us, welcome. We're in conversation with financial advisor Phumelelo Ndumo here on Radio Pulpit 657 AM. We are talking payment holiday over. Now what? What comes next? And we're just trying to give you some alternative solutions or options in case you're finding yourself in that predicament and you're not sure. Can you go to your bank and ask for an extension? Can you change your bond from 20 years to 30 years? What is possible so that you're empowered and you know exactly what you can do? Can we go back to explaining how credit life works on home loans? Because I know that we touched on it a couple of months ago, but perhaps now would be a good time for a refresher just so that people can be reminded of what it means and how it can possibly benefit them roundabout now.
That will work, Bonolo, in instances where you were offered it at the time you initially applied for the home loan. Because in some instances, what it does, remember, it pays the bank under the circumstances in the event of you dying.
Mm-hmm.
So that they don't have to repossess the home when you are no longer around and no one is there to pay for it.
Yes.
Or in the unlikely event that you become disabled, it simply means that something happens to you, could be an injury, or you feel you are so ill that you can no longer work, and then your insurance will then pay off your home loan. But at times like this, it could also assist you where you are given a retrenchment protector with your credit assurance. It simply means that if you are retrenched, they then normally commit to paying your bond for a period of, usually it's anywhere between 6 to 12 months, provided you are still unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're facing a retrenchment, and by the way, it must not be voluntary retrenchment.
Ah, that's interesting.
So you must be forced, because the moment you apply for retrenchment, then this insurance doesn't cover you anymore. So if it's a forced retrenchment and your credit assurance had a retrenchment protector,
mm-hmm.
they will then pay you. You need to go back and find out what it ends with.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 6 months? Was it 12 months? But, you know, it's usually anywhere between 6 to 12 months. They will pay your monthly home loan installments, basically, for that period, for as long as you are still unemployed. Because sometimes people are lucky, they get retrenched by one company.
Mm-hmm.
And in months, you know, before the year is even up, they get another job.
Right.
And when that happens, then the credit assurance is not going to pay your monthly installments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Bonolo, there are other options. You know, the challenge is it's so difficult sometimes when you've never worked for a bank and you are not in finance because you don't know
yes.
what options are available to you. You oftentimes come across people who are so distressed because they just don't understand what options they have available to them. We had one person who, she didn't lose her job, but she had to take a salary cut.
Right.
Now, she has children, and one in high school, another one at university. What she did was to make sure that she pays off her home loan before the first child needs to go to varsity, because she thought, when my children are due to go to varsity, I will use the money that I used to pay for the home loan mm-hmm. to pay the university fees.
Okay.
So this is how she planned her finances.
Mm-hmm.
Now COVID-19 comes, the child is already at second year in university, she's forced to take a salary cut, and she was sitting with over 100,000, you know, due for varsity fees, and she couldn't pay. And she was, in her opinion, she was seriously distressed. Until, you know, when you speak with somebody and you ask this and that question, then you find out they have a paid-up home,
mm-hmm.
and they're busy taking expensive personal loans and using credit cards to pay school fees and varsity fees.
Sure.
So another option that is available, you know, is to refinance. If you have a paid-up home and you still are receiving an income, a refinance option is a better option for you because you're paying interest. These days, for instance, in her case, she got a home loan at 6.75%, just below 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And because the banks refinance her home over a 20-year term, she's paying about $3,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
For the refinance, it's about $390,000. So immediately she has the 390,000 rand now, she can pay the school and varsity fees that were already in arrears. So the lack of understanding of finances sometimes leads people into unnecessary distress. And unfortunately, sometimes when you walk into a bank, not every bank employee knows how to do these things as well. So you might need to go to specialists, financial advisors who understand banking as well to assist you
mm-hmm.
if you have a paid up home. And also understand, unfortunately, I'm a former banker, so I know you walk into a bank and you explain your situation like that,
mm-hmm.
you might not even get that refinance loan because unfortunately they say you will not refinance that home if you need the money to pay debt, which then puts many people into more debt because they then go for personal loans, which are more expensive.
So in an actual fact, should you approach the bank and you qualify essentially by whatever blocks that you need to tick, they should essentially refinance you. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes. If you own that property and it's debt-free and you have a clean credit record,
yes.
you should be able to refinance that property. Then it's a matter of negotiation in terms of the valuation and the interest rates that you should be paying and a few other things.
Mm.
But also just understanding how banks work and what they will approve and will not approve.
Yeah.
Because if you open up and you say, I've now gotten into so many areas with school and varsity fees, then immediately they know you want to refinance so that you're going to settle that debt. And guess what? They will decline you.
And so that you're forced. Yes, and that will be more expensive, which makes them more money.
And it'll be more expensive.
Oh, goodness.
So if I'm saying you almost need to put yourself in the shoes of the bank and the credit manager there and know what to say, what not to say, so that you in the end, you win and you get what you want out of the process.
Yeah, Annette, this is why one pastor we're interviewing last week said, getting a financial advisor is a holy thing. If you need assistance with your finances, there is nothing wrong. It's holy. So, and clearly we need all the help we can get. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that before we wrap things up?
I think your last question, Bonolo, was what if you have...
Yes, actually, thank you for
what,
that.
What are alternatives?
There are, you know, for those who've completely lost employment.
Completely lost employment.
And you can't...
You cannot afford to pay anything at all.
Yes.
So, there's a difficult one, Bonolo. There's a difficult one. What I will say is if you must sell your home, which is difficult, it's an emotional decision to let go of that home, do it yourself. Don't let the bank sell your home for you. As far as possible, do it yourself. Because you want to have control over the sale price, and you want to give yourself the possibility of getting the highest bidder in terms of the willing buyer of your property. And you don't want to pay anyone any handling or administration cost of selling a home. Don't let the bank foreclose on you, because then it comes with costs and all these legal things that are difficult for most of us to understand. So the easiest thing is, if you think it's going to be difficult to pay this home and renting it out is not an option and all of that, rather sell your home yourself.
Okay.
Then you have much better control on the sale price, on the entire process, and you get your money, you settle the bond, and life carries on.
Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. Sis Pumelele, we appreciate your time as always. I am amazed at how, having done this for a while now, I still learn something every single week. May the good Lord bless you and increase you and continue to give you more knowledge and wisdom in these things to empower the nation. We really, really do appreciate. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the week, and I will share your contact details for those who need them as usual.
Thank you so much, Bonolo. Keep well.
Bye-bye. That was financial advisor Pumelele Ndumo there, chatting to us about life after the holiday payment plan. If you want to get in touch with them, they're still available on WhatsApp, not at the office yet, 064-513-1021. That's the number that you can WhatsApp them on, 064-513-1021. If you'd like to email them, info@tutuka-sa.co.za. Alternatively, visit their website, www.tutuka-sa.co.za. They're quite active on Facebook as well. Check them out. She sends out weekly articles as well. Very empowering stuff that you can subscribe to if need be. But you know what? These things are available. And, you know, we try, you know, as radio stations to make the information available. So get the details if you need more info, if you need to consult, by all means do so. And yeah, let's all be good stewards and financially savvy. It is a minute after 1 o'clock. Let's go to some music. And then when we come back, we are... Why have I suddenly gone blank? We're talking bullying in the workplace. Yes, that's what we're talking about. So stick around. It's going to be an interesting conversation.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.